annual concert and festival, we knew where we were coming and where we are. Most simply, North Carolina sits in the southeastern United States where there is the most profound history of misuse and abuse of human beings, and where there are the most moving, profound, and inspirational examples of the ability of human beings to rise up together, to be more human, more compassionate, more courageous, and more intelligent than their oppressors. Today, by exploring this place where we gather together, as we honor this place, we will unavoidably connect back to different eras and different chapters of this same struggle, especially the struggle grounded very specifically in the land and the people who work the land. And we believe we will come out with a newer clarity about the time we live in and where we are. And we hope a new calling for where we are going and how we can get there and who we will work with. On behalf of all of us at Farm Aid, we want to welcome you profoundly to this gathering, and deep thanks to the people in this room who were on the committee who worked very hard to bring this together. And I want to introduce Alicia Harvey, with whom I work at Farm Aid, and she's going to elaborate just a little bit. And I thank you all so much for taking the trouble to come. And we know that each and every one of you participants could be a panelist and could be and will be and are leaders. Thank you.
Good morning. How's everyone doing? You all look bright and chipper. That's good. So to echo first and foremost what Carolyn said, hugely feeling honored and humbled by the group of people in this room, those we know and those that we're going to be getting to know today. It's really an amazing opportunity to come together, and I think just to say something really that Carolyn says all the time, this is really part of Farm Aid's DNA. It's Willie's way to listen and to really absorb who's in front of him and where he is. That's how Farm Aid started, and it's in that spirit that we come here today and hope it's the spirit everyone's carrying, you know, with each other today to really take in and honor this place that we're in and learn from it and really know its history, because I think from there we'll move forward together as people who are leaders in food and farming with a different kind of clarity and probably a different sense of urgency about what we need if we're really going to reach our goals. I want to take a moment to say some thank yous. One thank you to this amazing space, Cobblestone Hall, and the person who manages it, Donald Marler, who's, I believe, up there somewhere listening to us. This space is really interesting. It's in its centennial year. So it was created in 1914, and the City Market Hall area was the original farmers market in Raleigh. And this is in the process of being refurbished, and this whole area is in the middle of a renaissance and rebirth, really rooted in a huge way in farmers and in food. So I think that's really nice, and I just want to acknowledge that and this space for allowing us here today. And I also want to thank Beth Early and 214 Market Street Catering, who are providing our food today. And of course, thanking our planning committee, who worked so hard and on so many phone calls, and everyone who's a panelist. And I'll specifically call out people. Thank you to Cornelius Blanding from Federation of Southern Cooperatives, Savvy Horn from Land Loss Prevention Project, Scott Marlowe from the Rural Advancement Foundation International-USA, Shirley Sherrod from Southwest Georgia Project, Michael Sayer from Southern Echo, and other Farm Aid folks who also bore with this process, which is great. And I just want to take a moment to introduce Michael Sayer, who really will be our facilitator for the day. Michael is the senior organizer and training coordinator and the staff counsel for Southern Echo, and is one of the co-founders of the organization, which started in 1989. He helps develop Echo's training programs and materials on community organizing, strategic planning, public education, environmental racism, civic engagement, redistricting, and organizational development. And he also creates popular education materials on public policy issues and participates directly in training technical and legal assistants. So we are in very good hands today in terms of facilitating this process of really dialogue and listening. And Mike has been really an invaluable part of planning this day and seamlessly weaving his own experience with Southern Echo into what we're experiencing in food and farming. So we're very grateful to him and to his steadfastness and to his sense of humor. So welcome, Mike.
Good morning. Good morning.
Good morning.
That's better. So, standing around this morning and walking around, heard people engage in a lot of good conversation with each other, people from all different parts of the country doing all different kinds of work. What we'd like to do in this next segment at each of the tables is give people an opportunity to introduce themselves to each other and talk about their work. So we'd like to suggest four questions that each person should have an opportunity during this next 45 minutes to address. Who are you? Where are you from? What organization do you work with? How did you get involved in this work? And why do you do this work? Now, that's a lot to fit into a couple of minutes, but we have a facilitator, I believe, at each table. So we're hoping the facilitator will make sure that everybody gets a chance and that there's some time left over if the presentations are short enough, so people ask each other questions and learn some more, dig a little deeper, and so on. Is that okay? We ready to do that? Can't hear you. Okay, let's do it. Thank you.